At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Huge thanks to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFT partners of The Dan Patrick Show. You can dive into all the action, hottest NFL, NBA trading cards. If you're looking for rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it all. But that's not all. Panini America, breaking new ground, exclusive NIL deals, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports. Well, like the biggest name in college sports, Caitlin Clark. Also, some upcoming first-round draft picks. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Donruss, and so many more on the web at PaniniAmerica.net or the Panini Direct app. And discover Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments of the previous week. You get started by going to PaniniAmerica.net today, the official trading cards and NFTs of The Dan Patrick Show. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Firestone Destination AT2. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. You can go to TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour on this Tuesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. By the way, college basketball is starting, and the farewell tour for Mike Krzyzewski, Duke and Kentucky. Trying to think of the big names in college basketball. Monty Bates going to Memphis. As far as – who was my guy who went to Gonzaga?
Jalen Suggs?
No.
Is it Timmy?
Chet Hutchinson?
Oh, yeah. Chet Holmgren.
Holmgren, yeah. Yeah, the seven-footer.
He can't be good. I've seen that guy before.
I watched a couple of his games, entire games, and, he can handle. He can shoot.
Can he eat?
He needs to eat more, but he's got talent. But he's going to Gonzaga. It'd be great if your problem was trying to put on weight. That'd be a good problem to have, right? 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DP Show. We'll get to phone calls coming up. Spent a lot of time talking about what happened last night. Certainly, the bigger picture should be Steelers had a hard time putting away the Bears. Justin Fields, give him credit. He played well in the final quarter there, not so much in the first three quarters. But there was the taunting penalty on Cassius Marsh. This is how it sounded with Steve Levy, Brian Griese, and Lewis Riddick on the mothership last night.
I don't know, because the punter was running out, whether the official thought, but he wasn't even looking at the punter. He was looking at the sideline. He wasn't looking at the punter. He wasn't talking to the punter. I mean, I understand the respect of the game. Like, he's looking at the bench.
You just can't.
And he's not talking to the punter there.
No, he's definitely not. Nope.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. They didn't agree with the call. I understand if that's the rule, and it looked like he was taunting the other sidelines. I just thought the flag was late. Then you had the bump with the official. And here we are talking to Dean Blandino, Fox NFL and college football rules analyst, kind enough to join us. All right, Dean, what do you take away from that play?
Yeah, it's certainly, look, this has been a point of emphasis. We've been talking about taunting. I always try to put myself in my old role. Okay, put yourself in the position of the official. And from where Tony Carreni's standing, he sees Marsh kind of walk toward the bench. Maybe he thinks he's talking to Harvin, the punter. And it looks to him like taunting. It's been this point of emphasis, and he's going to throw his flag. Then you get the hip check, which I have a hard time explaining that. I just think we've gone too far with this. You know, Tony mentioned in his pool report that he was posturing. Look, to me, it looked like Marsh, maybe he might have said something. I mean, he's 30 yards away. This isn't right at the bench area where he's jawing, getting up in somebody's face. I'd love to see more of him in somebody's face, especially in that situation where you're basically, it's a first down for the Steelers. That's a tough one. And then you get the contact at the end, which is really difficult to explain.
Do you think that the official tried to make contact with Cassius Marsh?
If you sit here and ask me, do I think he intentionally, I would say no. I would say absolutely under no circumstances is he trying to make contact with Marsh. But you watch the video and it certainly looks like that way. I'm not in Tony's head. I don't know. I'd be shocked if that were the case. But you watch the video and I'm not going to sit here and say, some people won't think that. I don't think that's the case, but it's tough with the video, the way it looked.
I just didn't understand the timing of it, Dean, because if he did taunt, okay, there was ample time to throw the flag for taunting.
Sure.
The flag didn't really come out and go into the air until they made contact with each other.
Yeah, and Tony was very clear that the contact had nothing to do with the flag. And, you know, but if anything, it was Tony. Maybe he lost his balance. I don't know. It just didn't look good. But again, he's processing it. He's giving Marsh the opportunity. Okay, is he going to keep walking toward the bench area? I'm going to give him a chance to walk away, you know, let it play out. It is a big situation in the game. And I guess he felt that it crossed the line, and now he's going to throw the flag, and then you get the contact. It's just not a good deal when we're sitting here talking about something like that, when we should be talking about, like you said, the Steelers, you know, trying to put the Bears away, the Bears with a great comeback, and we end up having an exciting finish.
Because you know what would have happened if it was reverse, Dean.
Oh, ejection, disqualification, out of the game, no question.
Yeah. I know that they're calling this and there's an emphasis for this. What was the groundswell that said, we've got to call these, we've got to really emphasize the taunting here?
Yeah, and this has happened before at my time at the NFL. This came from the coaches subcommittee, which is a committee that works with the competition committee. It's made up of head coaches. You know, Andy Reid is the chair. There's coaches like Brian Flores and Mike Vrabel, who's now, Vrabel's going to move to the competition committee next year. And they had voiced some concern about the sportsmanship and a kind of a lack of sportsmanship and more of the in-your-face taunting type stuff that wasn't getting called. And so I can understand that. If you feel like there's actions that are not being called that are fouls by definition in the rule book, and we want to clean that up, that's great. And that's important. And we want to make sure, right? It's player safety, number one, sportsmanship, number two, and then competitive equity, number three. But it feels like we've almost gone to a new standard for taunting. That now it's not so much cleaning up what we thought we were missing. Now it's like anything that could be directed at an opponent, posturing, we're getting flags, and the flags are up significantly. It's not like we have four or five flags a game. It's still less than one a game, but it just feels like the standard has changed. And I'm not sure if the competition committee is comfortable with that. Great, then they're not going to have to make any adjustments. But I'm not sure if they're going to be comfortable at the end of the year when they look at the whole picture.
Yeah, I don't want to put more on the officials' plates. I don't want them to adjudicate, you know, I got to read into what is intent here. I mean, it's already tough. It's the toughest sport to officiate. And now we've added intent. And I just think I'm worried that we're going to get to a playoff game, Dean. Like, this is a standalone regular season game. That's why we're talking about it. If this is a wild card game and you had a play like this, a moment like this, you know, that's how rules get changed. But this is, you know, then there's a big deal with, you know, implications, money on it from gambling. You know, there's just, I don't know. I think they need to de-emphasize taunting. The officials get together here, halfway point of the regular season. let's hit a reset button here, like we've done with holding before or pass interference before, where we maybe, you know, we slow it down a little bit.
That's certainly possible. And then the competition committee has done that before, like you mentioned, withholding. We've seen that in previous years. And to give the officials, I think the officials have been really good over the years in understanding what is taunting and what is just the normal emotion, the normal kind of back and forth that happens during the game. They've been really good at that. And this feels like you said, we've given them another thing on their plate. And now, look, they're being told on training tapes every week, these taunting plays are highlighted. These are calls we need to get, and it's hammered in. So if you have that somebody telling you, hey, you got to get these taunting calls, you're going to go out and you're going to look for that stuff. And that's what I feel like is happening to some extent. I feel like the officials are really good when you give them some discretion, say, hey, get the big ones, get the ones that's in your face, the obvious unsportsmanlike stuff. And the other stuff, the emotional stuff, let's let the game keep, you know, let that continue in the game. Let's not have 15-yard penalties impact games.
We're talking to Dean Blandino, Fox NFL and college football rules analyst. But you can see the Steelers defense run 60 yards together collectively down to the end zone, slide into the end zone and take a snapshot. I can watch Lamar Jackson do a cartwheel into the end zone or a somersault. That's not taunting.
I know. And this has been, I remember talking to coaches, Bill Belichick, and he had the same thing. He said, we're letting everybody run into the end zone and doing these celebrations. And then we're going to ask the players on the other side to kind of temper their emotions. And it's kind of, you can't have it both ways. And again, the emotion is good. The league is so cognizant of there are people at 345 Park that do not like when they are called the no fun league. They don't like it. And so they're trying to allow the celebrations, allow some of that emotion. And now you turn around and you get a play like this or an emphasis like this that seems to be trying to keep the emotions in check. It's tough. It's tough when you tell players one thing in one area and then in another area, hey, you got to turn around and just walk away. Don't do anything that's going to give the official an opportunity to throw the flag.
How often do officials get together at halftime and maybe stress, overemphasize, or de-emphasize something that's happened in the game?
Oh yeah, halftime is for the officials is no different than the players, the coaches, right? You make halftime adjustments as a coach, you know, with the players. Officials will do that. They'll talk about what's the tenor of the first half, right? Is the game getting out of control? You know, is the game under control? Are we doing, you know, nothing really we have to adjust? So they'll have that conversation at halftime. Not that we're gonna change how we officiate the game and the standard, right? That should be consistent. But certainly if certain things have happened in the first half that we need to be careful about, we need to adjust to, they're going to have that conversation during halftime. And, you know, so they can go out in the second half and make sure that everything stays under control.
NFL do anything today?
I don't know. You know, for me, I think about myself in my old spot. And I would have had a long conversation with Tony Carreni last night about that game. And that's never good. And so they're going to review everything. They're going to go through it. I don't know what's going to come out of that. I don't know if there's any further discipline or anything else from the game.
But if you were in your old spot, Dean, and you're having a conversation with Tony Carreni after last night's game, what would you want to know?
I'd want to know, hey, I've known Tony Carreni a long time, and he's a great man. He's been a great official for a long time. I go, Tony, what the heck happened on that taunting? Why did you bump the player? What happened? Talk to me. Tell me what happened. I want to hear his perspective, right? Because I don't think he did it intentionally, but what happened? What was going through your mind? What was the thought process? You know, why did you throw the flag? How did that all play out? Let's talk about the low block that you called earlier in the game. Let's talk about any other issues. You know, any issues with the coaches, we're just going to go through it because I wouldn't want to make any decisions on anything before talking to him, talking to the crew and getting their perspective, because this is a hard, right? It's a hard job. Like you said, this is one of the toughest professions in not just sports and the evaluation, the scrutiny that they're under, it's so intense. And look, sometimes we mess it up. Sometimes we screwed up. I screwed up when I was at the league office. But there's a lot riding on these games, and you want to make sure that those, you know, you limit those times when there are mess ups.
Ever have a head coach call you to complain about an official?
Yeah. Oh, all the time. I had a head coach call me on Monday to complain about an official, and I'm no longer at the league office. So it's that happens all the time. And look, they're coaches, head coaches understand, for the most part, they understand officials are going to make mistakes, right? They know coaches make mistakes, players make mistakes, officials make mistakes. What they don't tolerate, what they don't want, is when it's poor communication, right? If I can't get, if I'm on the sideline and I can't get an answer from an official or a referee about something, if the communication is terse or it's disrespectful or anything like that, that's when coaches have a problem. And that's when it becomes about one official. It's not this official missed a hold. That's going to happen. It's this official isn't communicating with me. This official didn't give me the opportunity to, understand what was going on. And that happens quite a bit when coaches have that, have that conversation.
Do you think Ed Hockley will get enough credit for his arms and how jacked they were, and the fact that he had, his outfit enhanced that? I mean, he's the godfather of the party pump before a game.
He is, and I hope that's not Ed's legacy, because I think as we talk about communication, Ed was excellent at communicating. There were referees over the years, Johnny Greer, Gene Steratore comes to mind, Ed Hockley, that communicated with coaches. I never had an issue with a coach telling me that Ed Hockley didn't communicate. They might have said he's, asked about his tailor and if his tailor needed glasses because of the way the shirt was cut, but Ed was great from a communication standpoint, and he really did a nice job in that area.
Well, nobody cares about communicating. His legacy is the guns, and you know that, Dean.
We're seeing that at all levels now. The college officials
now
have the Ed cut going. Watch some of these games.
I think there should be testing. I'm just saying that, no accusations, but just the eye test here, Dean. See some guys a little bit jacked up here. Hey, thanks for joining us on short notice. Great to talk to you again, bud.
You got it, Dan. Thanks.
Thank you. That's Dean Blandino, Fox NFL and college football rules analyst. By the way, the reaction to the Monday Night Crew, Steve Levy, Brian Griese, Lewis Riddick, they disagreed with the taunting call. They had this to say last night in the moment.
I don't know, because the punter was running out, the official thought, but he wasn't even looking at the punter. He was looking at the sideline. He wasn't looking at the punter. He wasn't talking to the punter. I mean, I understand the respect of the game. Like, he's looking at the bench.
You just can't.
And he's not talking to the punter there.
No, he's definitely not. Nope.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. But he did look that way. He did walk that way. You could have done the taunting for the Karate Kid thing, I guess. But I would have said, all right, he celebrated. He doesn't get moments like this, whatever. But walk to your sideline, celebrate with your team. He walked. He took a couple of steps towards Pittsburgh sideline. I'd throw the flag. I don't like throwing the flag, but I'd throw the flag. All right, we'll get to phone calls coming up. One of our good friends, Grant Hill, will join us coming up. What's he make of the Lakers situation right now with LeBron out and Russell Westbrook trying to do too much? And Steph Curry is spectacular, and so are the Golden State Warriors. Will it last? We'll talk some hoops with Grant Hill next here on the Dan Patrick Show. M-Drive's got something new. They always got something new. Great products at M-Drive. MDriveDan.com. Try M-Drive Lean. Powerful protein supplement for driven guys who want to lose weight, look good, perform at their best no matter what their age is. And you can do this in the morning. That can be your breakfast. Mix it together with some fruit. You're ready to go. M-Drive Lean is the first of its kind. It's a protein powder formulated with Morasil, and that's a clinically tested blood orange extract. That supports reduction in waist size and body mass. Weight loss backed by real science to help fuel your daily drive. MDriveDan.com. Try it for yourself. Free shipping, 60-day money-back guarantee, nothing to lose. MDriveDan.com. Try M-Drive Lean. Shed the pounds, the extra pounds. Feel good. Perform at your best every single day. Lose weight. Feel good. M-Drive Lean. Don't let age beat you. Visit MDriveDan.com. Refind your prime with M-Drive. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, Time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. Hall of Famer Joe Montana will join us on the program tomorrow. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DPSHOW. We say good morning. Good morning to Grant Hill, 7-time NBA All-Star, works for Turner Sports, covering the NBA and the NCAA, 2-time NCAA champ at Duke. Grant, how are you today, bud?
Hey, Dan, I'm doing well. How about you?
I'm doing great. The story you'll tell about Mike Krzyzewski to your grandkids is what?
He had a difficult last name to spell.
That's it.
No. Forgive me. It took me till my junior year to learn how to spell it. No, I'm just an incredible coach. Obviously, one of the great coaches in the
But is there a story where you got yelled at or that he started crying or something that stands out? You don't want to say to your grandkids, he was a great coach. You go, hey, you will not believe this. Here's the story.
Yeah, I mean, look, I got yelled at frequently, particularly early on, during my time there. I think Coach K set the tone for me in my 4 years there at Duke in our very first meeting my freshman year. First day of school, first time the entire team assembles together. And he established the vision for that team in that year by putting the national champions on the board in the locker room. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm looking around the locker room, and I'm like this team's not good enough to beat UNLV. That's the first thing going through my mind. I mean, the team had lost three seniors from a championship or from a team the year before. You had a young roster. Vegas was so dominant in the finals against Duke the year before, returned everybody. But Coach K said it in a way that by the end of that conversation, I believed. And I think all of us in that locker room believed. Now, we didn't believe we were championship material at that moment. But if we followed his plan, if we bought in, if we played for one another, you know, if we embodied what Duke basketball is all about, then when it's all said and done, we'd have a chance to be champions. And we were. And so his ability to sell, his ability to get you to buy in, is really his genius, Dan.
And it's a farewell tour. It's going to be strange. I don't know how it's going to be for you. You know, you tune in and watch Duke basketball, and, you know, you're watching Coach K. But John Shire taking over, and it'll be interesting. Interesting to see.
It'll be very interesting. Obviously a lot of fanfare, farewell tour. I mean, everywhere he goes, it'll be the last time. Last time in Charlottesville, last time at Clemson, last time, going to Carolina. And what's crazy is I would imagine some of these schools might even celebrate him or honor him in some form or fashion. Can you imagine him getting honored in Chapel Hill?
Oh, they're absolutely going to honor him. They're going to be glad he's gone. Right?
You might be right about that. You might be right.
Even
about
in
that.
Carolina, probably so. We spent a lot of time talking about the Steelers game with the Bears last night. And, you know, I know you got a football background with your father, but it's just these run-ins you have with officials. Like, how many times would you feel like something was personal with an official, or he was trying to get you or didn't like you? How often would that happen?
You know, it didn't happen much. I mean, you know, you go back in the 90s in the NBA, you know, the officials, you could talk to them. You know, you could have a discussion with them. You know, there was a respect they commanded. You didn't always see eye to eye. Sometimes you got technicals. But, I think we've moved away from that in some respects in all sports, not just in the NBA, but in NFL and in various sports. And I think because of the TV coverage and the banter back and forth, the interactions, they've tried to limit that. And I think sometimes, you know, players need to be able to discuss things with officials and in the moment, the heat of the battle. We've changed the rules significantly. But back in the day, yeah, look, I mean, you know, there were times where, you know, I messed up. I was wrong. I shouldn't have yelled at you. I've even been tossed. I'm not proud of that back in the day. But, you know, it certainly seems like we've changed, and we don't permit the interaction between players and officials, and the rules sometimes can be very, very rigid. And certainly that was, you know, on display last night in that football game, which was very controversial down the stretch.
I wonder how your career would have turned out if you were going to Duke now and you were a one and done, because you probably would have been a one and done. Coach K would have said, you know, what are you doing? Get out of here. How do you think your career would have been if you'd gone in as a freshman instead of after your senior year?
It's a great question. I don't think I would have been as connected to Duke and maybe just, you know, college basketball like I am now. I think, you know, the 4 years that we played in the early 90s, whether you liked Duke or you despised Duke, you know, you saw Duke. And people, I think, recall and remember those. And still 25, 30 years later, there's still documentaries and books and still, you know, still in people's, you know, memories of those teams and those years. And it's hard to sort of capture that just in 1 year, I think, for some of these guys. Now, I think with the new name, image, and likeness, I would have relied less on Janet and Calvin as a freshman. That's for sure. I would have, you know, instead of stretching $20 for 2 weeks, I would have possibly had more to deal with.
What do you think you would have made, name, image, and likeness, your freshman year?
Oh, man. You know, I think the player I was as a freshman in today's environment with Duke and the hype and the social media, I'd say at a minimum, and I'm going to be real conservative, I'd say six figures.
Okay. Yeah. And what would Laettner have gotten?
Oh, yeah. Laettner, look, I'm going to tell you something. Laettner was so big. I mean, it was like I was the bass player for, you know, a pop star. I mean, Laettner was larger than life. Look, Laettner was one of People Magazine's 50 most beautiful people his senior year. I mean, come on now. The trash talking both ways with that was unreal. But Laettner was larger than life, was certainly a celebrity on campus. Everyone loved him. Sometimes we hated him, but he was certainly a star. And he would have, seven figures, maybe eight figures. I mean, he was that big. I mean, Dan, he had Stephen King. Like Stephen King, which is kind of odd, but Stephen King would come down to Durham and hang out with Christian Laettner.
Wait, so the writer Stephen King,
yes,
would hang out with Laettner?
I mean, one day I remember going over to his apartment on an off day, and Stephen King is in his in his living room, you know, and this is like early his senior year, and so I mean, like that doesn't happen, you know, and didn't happen much back then, and doesn't happen now, but you know, he was. You know, quite a player, delivered when it mattered most, and certainly was big time back in the day. Would have made a lot of money.
Maybe Stephen King was getting inspiration for somebody, a bad guy in his book. Like, let me get somebody who's really feared and hated. Hey, Christian, can I come down and talk to you for a little while?
You know, hey, no comment. No comment.
He's Grant Hill joining us, seven-time NBA All-Star, two-time NCAA champ at Duke. How would you cover Steph Curry?
Wow. You know, sometimes the best defense is good offense. And I think, you know, wear him out on the other end, try to pick up two fouls. But, you know, how he has played this year, you know, after, you know, being hurt 2 years ago, coming back, having a fantastic season, and now his play, MVP discussion, what he did last night to my Atlanta Hawks, I mean, just it was legendary. And painful as a Hawk fan and owner to watch, but just beautiful in terms of his game. Back to that 2015-2016 form that we saw. You know, I thought he really took, really sacrificed his game for Kevin Durant, and rightfully so. Kevin Durant, a great player, new environment. I think Steph Curry, people don't appreciate how he went out of his way, I believe, to make Durant feel comfortable, and then he got hurt once Durant left, but he's back to that sort of pre-Durant 2015 form, and you know, Golden State, fun and exciting to watch. And look, we all were saying in the preseason, if they can just hold it together in the Western Conference until Klay comes back, wow, this team would be scary. But you know what, they're scary right now.
Yeah, I know.
And it's you know, it's unimaginable to think what they'll be once they get Klay Thompson back to form.
But, you know, when you see – and J.J. Redick was as pure a college shooter as I've ever seen. He was a wonderful – you know, he made shots and the net didn't move. But is anybody compared to Steph Curry that you remember that as far as that good a shooter?
You know, I had the good fortune of playing with Steve Nash in Phoenix. And at the time, I thought Steve Nash was the best shooting point guard in the history of the NBA. Historically was a 50, 40, 90 guy, 50% from the field, 40% from the three-point line, 90% from the free throw line. I at the time, we had not seen a point guard who shot the ball as well as Steve. Now, he was also a great passer and was at times a reluctant shooter, but Steph has just taken it to a whole nother level with his shooting, with his range, with the volume of shots that he takes. really has, you know, changed the game. You know, he's been a transformational guy. I think of, you know, you think of, you know, guy, Lew Alcindor way back in the day and how he changed the game and widened the lane, outlawed the dunk. You think of Michael Jordan during his heyday, influence and how he changed the game also off the court culturally. But then Steph Curry, just like kind of goofy, silly looking, you know, looks like a kid out there, has become the most dangerous player in the NBA, but also has really transformed and embraced and ushered in this new era of shooting from long range. But no one can replicate or duplicate what he's done. And I'm not sure we'll see a guy like him for quite some time.
How concerned would you be if you're a Laker fan right now? LeBron's out for a month, the abdominal strain. Russell Westbrook doesn't seem like the right fit there. It's early, but is this going to be the same pattern that we see even when LeBron comes back?
You know, I called that game last night. The Lakers played against Charlotte, and, you know, they escaped with a win, the Lakers there, in overtime. And it shouldn't have come to that. This team is still trying to figure itself out, as you said. You know, at times it looks a little disjointed. You know, the pieces, you question, do they all fit? Now, in fairness, you have to get LeBron back and Trevor Ariza and Taylor Horton Tucker and an assortment of Kendrick Nunn. So it's hard to fully evaluate this team and this roster right now. But, you know, one, the abdominal strain is something that LeBron has to be very, very careful with. That's something that can linger for an entire season if you're not, you know, not smart about how you treat it. But this team, you know, it's a big question mark, you know, and the expectation in LA, expectation with any LeBron James team is to win a championship. But I'm not in love with this roster. You know, I'm not in love with the pieces and how they fit. We still have time to figure it out. I will say, though, I'll give credit, and I got to give credit to him and how he played last night and how he's been all season. The one consistent theme has been Carmelo.
Yeah.
Carmelo Anthony has really embraced this off-the-bench six-man role, really shooting the ball efficiently from the field. Had, I think, 29 points last night, 6 three-pointers made. So he's been the one sort of shining, you know, bright spot for the team here. But I'm not sure. I really, you know, the role players, the wing guys, the shooters, you know, the ingredients necessary, I think, to have success with LeBron. I'm not a big, big fan of this roster. And in the Western Conference, you know, you get behind too far, it's a lot to make up for. They don't want to be in the spot they were in last year playing in the play-in game.
Yeah.
But they very well could find themselves right back there at the end of the season.
I know you're taking part in a new initiative, Start Strong. Tell the audience what that's about.
Yeah, no, thank you, Dan. And, you know, I partnered with Dendreon Pharmaceuticals to have a Start Strong campaign for prostate cancer patients. And so, you know, what's interesting, prostate cancer, you know, hits all men, but disproportionately impacts African-American men. African-American men are twice as likely to be diagnosed and 2.5 times more likely to die from prostate cancer. So raising the awareness, getting people of color in the African-American community to go, to get checked, to get screened. If you find it early, it can be treated and cure, and you can have, you know, go on with a successful life. But typically in our community, in the African-American community, we don't like to go to the doctor. We don't like to go and get checked. And oftentimes we find out and it's too late. So this Start Strong campaign is really just about game planning. You know, preparing as you would as a team in the NBA or the NFL with your health, taking ownership. As you know, Dan, I've had loads of injury issues throughout my career, but I understand the importance of taking ownership, taking control. And together with Dendreon Pharmaceuticals, we're encouraging all men, but particularly African-American men, to do the same. So you can go to a great website, so much information at www.startstrong.us. And I just appreciate, Dan, you give me an opportunity to talk about it.
Always great to see you, buddy. Thank you for joining us, Grant.
All right. Thank you, Dan.
That's Grant Hill, Turner Sports, NBA, NCAA analyst, 7-time All-Star, 2-time champ at Duke. His father was a tough running back, played in the NFL with the Dallas Cowboys, played at Yale. And, you know, I always thought Grant was going to go to Georgetown. and living in the D.C. area, then ends up going to Duke. And, yeah, he wouldn't have stayed 4 years. You know, because Coach K would have said, get out of here. You know, you're too good, which he's done with a lot of these players, that you don't need to stay. But you had these players, like Tim Duncan. He stayed all 4 years. Would Tim be a one and done? Or would he have gone 2 years? I remember watching Tim Duncan, but, you know, sometimes you'll watch a player and you go, I don't think that translates to the NBA. Because there was nothing about Tim that was spectacular. And then you realize there was nothing spectacular about him in the NBA other than he played at an extremely high level his entire career. It was just, he didn't make the highlights. David Robinson made the highlights. Ginobili made the highlights. Tony Parker made the highlights. Grant Hill made the highlights. But he had so many injuries because he was supposed to be the next Michael Jordan. And the stuff that he went through with all of his injuries and his surgeries, and he still had a pretty amazing career. Yeah, Paul.
You know, there's never going to be another college player that's as famous for as long as Christian Laettner was. He played 148 games at Duke.
Yeah.
Kyrie Irving played like 11. Zion played 31.
Yeah.
And, you know, Laettner was a household name by his end of his sophomore year.
And he played in big games, and he performed as well as anybody in the history of the sport in big games. He was polarizing, but there's one thing you can never take away from Laettner. When you wanted the shot, he wanted to take the shot. You needed a shot, he took the shot. And when it had to go in, it did. And Laettner did that his entire career. Take a break. Last call for phone calls. What we learn, what's in store tomorrow. Back after. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
I'm George Reister, host of the Reister or Wrong podcast. This is the intersection where sports, business, society, and pop culture meet the truth. Absolute fire on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Facts only. Make sure you check your feelings at the door because no BS is allowed. We keep it 100. This is where real conversations happen. Listen to the Right or Wrong podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Paulie. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice, and you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Right Brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Right Brand bacon.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Last call for phone calls. This day in sports history, final results of the poll question, and signing the calendars, autographed calendars. By the way, don't send calendars in for us to autograph. We have ones, a limited number that we will sign and send out for those. Go to danpatrick.com, and if you're on the newsletter, you get that first crack at getting the calendars that are autographed. Football coming up this next weekend, Seattle, Green Bay. And if Seattle picks up Odell Beckham, is he in the lineup? Russell Wilson will be playing. I'm assuming Aaron Rodgers is going to play, even without practice. Kansas City at Las Vegas. If Las Vegas picks up Odell, like I'm wondering about how he might change what's going on this weekend. Cleveland will be at New England, New Orleans at Tennessee, and the Rams will be at San Francisco. What were the final picks that where we thought? I thought Odell would go to the Saints, but Sean Payton has come out and said they don't have the money for Odell. Fritzy, where did you have Odell Beckham going?
I thought Odell Beckham was going to go to the Chiefs.
The Chiefs, okay. Seton, you had Seattle, I think.
I did, yeah.
All right. You might be the leader in the clubhouse. McLovin?
I had the Chiefs, so I don't know what Todd's talking about. But now that I found out that the Patriots are playing Cleveland, maybe Belichick signs Beckham just to get Cleveland's game plan.
Paulie, I think, had Tampa.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. All right. This day in sports history.
Great picture, one of the great all-time NBA pictures. 1984, Larry Bird and Dr. J got in a fight during the game. They're both fined $7,500.
Mm.
1965, Willie Mays was named the NL's MVP. And in 1971, the NHL announced that it granted a franchise to Atlanta.
I remember that game. I think Larry Bird at the time was taunting Dr. J and saying 42-6. I think Larry had scored 42 and Doc had scored 6. If memory serves me correctly. But was that what it was, McLovin, 42-6?
I do remember that story. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that was it. I've heard you tell it before.
Yeah.
But that was did not go over well in Philadelphia.
No, it did not. And then he was being held. Bird was being held, and Dr. J was punching him in the face at the time. I don't know if that was Moses Malone holding him. Yeah, Paulie.
You had it exactly right. Julius Erving was 3-for-13 and had 6 points in the game. Larry Bird was 17 of 23. Only hit 1-3, by the way. Made all his free throws and scored 42 points.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah. Yes, McLovin.
I don't think modern fans know how much Larry Bird could torture an opponent. Like, in a way, like when I was young, I was like, he's unstoppable.
Well, we didn't know what was being said at the court. Because I remember going to the Celtics games, and we had to sit up in the rafters because we were TV people. And if you were print people, you got to be able to go down low. And, that was all this trash talking. I mean, the fact that he said to Craig Elo, Elo's guarding him, and he says, "Where's your mom?" As if your mom had just dropped him off to play in the basketball game. And, you know, he once said, I think he wouldn't address Dan Marley because Marley was a rookie. And he went through Barkley, I think, to say something to Marley about guarding him. My favorite, though, was when Bird was covered by Xavier McDaniel and he was with the Seattle Supersonics. And they called a timeout, and Bird came out on the floor, you know, like the last 5 seconds. He goes, X, I'm going to get the ball. I'm going to fake left. I'm going to go right. I'm going to hit a jumper right in your face. And so Bird does exactly what he says he's going to do, and the Celtics beat Seattle. Yeah, Paul.
The Portland one where he played against Portland by choice with his left hand.
Yeah.
He was not injured. He was bored.
Yeah.
And he announced to the media the night before, I'm going to play this next one left-handed. Imagine if an NBA player did that now and it went well.
Yeah.
He'd still be lit up.
Fritzy had had Odell Beckham going to the Saints.
Yeah, I said Chiefs, but it was McLovin had Chiefs. I had Saints.
And did I have the Raiders? Who did I have? The Raiders? I don't even remember.
I thought, you said when it first happened, you're like, oh, maybe the Saints would be a fit a while ago.
Yes,
so you
I
might
did.
Not, by the time we got to that draft, you might have taken another team.
Mm, yeah. Well, I had to because I don't think everybody had to take a different team. Cody in Michigan. Hey, Cody, what's on your mind today?
Hey there, Dan.
Hey, Cody.
First time, long time. Real excited to be talking to you. Just wanted to wonder what your thoughts are about Juwan Howard in Michigan, Tom Izzo, Michigan State. Again, me and the wife, big fans. I want a signed calendar, but I'm not sure I can let her see Seton like that. Have a good day, Dan. Thank you.
All right, Cody. Thank you. I don't know that much about preseason rankings here. You know, Michigan State, I thought, was going to get Imani Bates. I thought Izzo was going to get him because he's from, the Detroit area. But I ended up going to Memphis. Yes, McLovin.
Isn't it funny how much more famous the coaches are in college basketball?
That's when we fill out our brackets, a lot of it has to do with the coaches because we know who those people are. Todd in North Carolina. Hi, Todd.
I just was making a comment about your last segment. I was in grad school when Leitner and the boys were playing at Duke in the 90s, and I'm a big Tar Heel fan, but I can appreciate, those players back then. And I was just curious where you would rank Leitner in the all-time, college list. First team, second team?
Oh, I think it's generational. Thank you, Todd. But Leitner's on the short list. I don't know. I think Lou Alcindor is the greatest college player of all time, and it's not even close. Yeah, he didn't get to play his freshman year, or he would have won 4 national titles. Bill Walton was spectacular as well. But there are just so many players down through history. And if we're going to look at championships you won, how long you stayed, he went 4 years. He goes to the Final Four. He wins 2 of them. Patrick Ewing was incredible. Akeem was great. Jordan was great. Just Maravich was great. There are too many players. But if you said Leitner's on my team, I like my chances. I just love, he was never afraid. And he wasn't the most skilled guy. I take that back. He was skilled. He was not the most athletic. He was just really, he understood the game. He was very good at understanding the angles, and he was not afraid. And a lot of guys, you get to the big moment, and that's when, it almost like more confidence came out of Leitner, if that's possible. He wanted the ball in a big-time situation. And most of those times, he was great. Let's go around the room, what we learned on the program. I'll start with back left with Todd Fritz.
Grant Hill tells us the famous author Stephen King would hang out with Christian Leitner back in the day on the Duke campus. Nice.
That's got to be weird. You're walking in and Stephen King is there. Yeah, McLovin?
D. Blandino said when he was head of officials, he would have called Tony Crennan on Monday and said, what were you doing?
No, you can slow down.
We're running out of time. What are you doing?
Okay, thank you, McLovin. Seton O'Connor.
Christian Leitner is so famous, he was on Time's 50 Most Beautiful list.
Yeah. Paulie?
Steph Curry has missed one free throw this year.
Yeah. 50 out of 51. Todd, what did I learn?
Mac Jones may look like the neighborhood paperboy, but there are stories about his intense competitiveness.
Yeah, he used to yell at Coach Saban, when he was on the scout team, hey, get a better defense out here. What we learned brought to you by M-Drive. You want to lose weight? Try M-Drive Lean Protein Powder, backed by real science, help you lose weight. Find it at mdrivedan.com. Don't let age beat you. Visit mdrivedan.com. Thanks for joining us. Phone calls, emails, tweets. Joe Montana on the program tomorrow. Hope you'll join us as well.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time with the players and coaches who lived in them. Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl? Or what about the after parties? We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft.
That's right. We will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and surprises.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year.
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.